Camp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
Roll along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna be nothing.
Keeping the heart affected.
Come on, come
on. Feel good. Bang, bro.
Where's you know me?
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we back. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. We are here tonight to do, as always, hashtag smack my picks up, hashtag down with the pickness, for a very exciting UFC show, hashtag UFC 231, also known as Holloway versus Ortega, which will be held December 8th, 2018, at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so super excited for this card. It is so good to have a big fight feel back. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I am not joined by the usual cast of characters. We will not be coming to you deep from the heart of Texas tonight, but as you can hear, we are back with the Bay Man himself, the Boss Man on the ones and twos. But let's go ahead and get into this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in the first lady of Amp Radio herself, one half of Pam and Sam show. She's been missing for a couple weeks, but her picks were in for the last show that we did. Let's bring her in, Pam from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. Did you miss me?
We did.
It's been like a crazy last couple of weeks, man. So happy late Thanksgiving to everyone. And, let's get the show on the road. I'm so excited for this.
Yes, indeed.
Pammy, I miss you like the deserts miss the rain. Like the deserts miss the rain, I say.
Right?
That's right. That's a good one.
Golly.
That's a good one. I like that. Hashtag quotes. All right, guys,
so let me bring in
DJ Tony, who already spoke. What was that, Pam?
I said, I miss y'all like a crackhead Mrs. Crack.
Oh, right on.
That's a lot.
She misses a
That's
lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Excuse me, bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, DJ Tony, since you already made your presence known, let's go ahead and bring you in. Tony time, bitches. I love it.
Proteus, I do that just for you, as you know. I do have to say this. Not only will we be listening to, of course, the Pony Team, we will also have Careless Whisper tonight, Proteus. We have not had Careless Whisper for quite some time. Shout out, of course, to the Lightsaber.
Yes, indeed. Chances are we will have both of those tracks on the show tonight. Tony, you know I do appreciate the Mr. Perfect. Alrighty. You know I do, excuse me, appreciate the Mr. Perfect theme. Of course, I chose that for you, so I do appreciate it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me bring you up to speed on what's going to happen tonight. We are going to, thank you very much, DJ Tony. We are going to cover the main event, the co-main event, and, of course, everyone's favorite segment of the show. We're going to do Spotlight Fight of the Night. And then, in the next segment of the show, we're going to do a little Amp Radio Rewind. The hosts of the show are going to convince me to watch a fight that happened. They're going to choose a fight that happened in the three fight cards that we missed, that we did not cover, and explain to me why I should go back and watch it. So that should be interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get on to it.
I'll just tell you right now.
Huh?
So I'll just tell you right now. Because you suck if you don't watch it. How about that?
Well, I tell you what. I did not watch a single second of MMA last weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And it was so nice. So nice. Anyways, let's get to this card, ladies and gentlemen, which I will be attending live. And as I mentioned, if y'all see me, come say hello. I'm going to be pumping my pumping out some content on my Twitter and my Instagram. So please, if you see me, come say hello. Shouts out to John Morgan. I can't wait to meet up with that guy again. All right, UFC 231 coming at us, as I mentioned earlier on, Saturday, December 8th, 2018, Holloway versus Ortega. And let's just go ahead and start right there, Pammy. Max Holloway, also known as Bless.
He's blessed.
Cutting into my game here,
Jesus?
Pam. It's been a long time since you've been on the show. You're cutting into
my
game.
I'm sorry.
All right. Let's try this again. Champion, Max Bless Holloway, fighting out of the United States of America, 19-3-0. Against Pammy's boy, number one, ranked Brian Heat City Ortega. Also fighting out of the United States of America, 14-0-0 with one no contest. Pammy, I'm going to throw you, since Marco is not here this evening, and shouts out to Marco. We do miss him, but we do wish him well. Let me give you the odds real quickly, Pam. Right now on Five Dimes, it's even Steven and a minus 110 for both gentlemen. Pammy, what you got for this one?
Really? This,
yeah,
you know what? I'm so excited for this fight because I think it's going to be amazing. I hate that we have to pick a winner between these two. I just finished watching right now, which is why I was late calling into the show. I just finished watching Max Holloway and Ricardo Lamas. And, you know, 15 seconds of that fight. Oh, my gosh.
The Lama. Yep.
Man.
They threw
this fight, I think it's going to be amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You've got Max Holloway 19-3, Brian Ortega 14-0. Nine KOs, two subs, eight decisions for a Mexi baby. Brian Ortega's got three KOs, seven subs, and four decisions. Black belt, jiu-jitsu, boxing, great striker, fantastic submissions. But Max Holloway is a crafty motherfucker. Great cardio, Muay Thai, purple belt in jiu-jitsu, great striker, kicks, knees, elbows. And he gave a shout-out to Nick and Nate for helping him perfect the stop and slap as well. The only issue I have with this is the weight cut. How is the weight cut going? Because I think I was catching up on Twitter, and they were saying that he was doing okay. So I don't know what that means, but given that, I mean, you have a guy named Blessed following a guy that looks like fighting a guy that looks like Jesus. I think I'm going with Brian Ortega on this. I don't think it's going. I think it's going to be submission. It's five rounder. I'm going to go with a third round submission on this.
Okay.
But
right,
a disclaimer,
Tony.
If Max wins, I won't be unhappy.
All right, fair enough. I mean, again, like you mentioned at the top.
How can you be? You know, oh, my God.
Yeah, as you mentioned at the top, this one is a hard one to call. DJ Tony, there it is. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
All right, DJ Tony, we knew we were playing that music for Pammy. Let's throw to you.
How can we get 30 seconds of that and then 20 minutes
he's
of Careless Whisper?
He's going to add it in. He couldn't find it. Don't pull out the curtain too much, Pam. Add it. All right, DJ Tony. Let's throw to you in this championship fight, of course, at 145 pounds. And who you got? You got the champion or you got Brian Ortega?
Well, make sure you guys cue the pony for, of course, for Pam, not for me. Thank you. This one's the toughest one because, like, Pam said it. I like Jerome. I like Jerome Khalili Holloway almost as much as I like Brian T. City, not the 10th Island, Ortega.
Oh,
but it goes.
Boom, boom.
I know. But it goes back to, hang on, I got to give myself one of those. How about that one? Guys, it goes back down to what Pam said, Proteus, and I think you and Marco, if Marco was here tonight, would agree with me. It comes down to Holloway's health. And I'm just not confident that he's healthy. You know, there was some talk about him slurring. I don't think he's slurring again, but certainly doesn't look healthy. I don't know. Is it just me, or he does not look healthy? And I got to tell you, I don't think he's going to make weight. So spoiler alert there, but I'm choosing Brian Ortega for the simple reason that I don't think Holloway is healthy. If Holloway was healthy, I'd take Holloway. Brian Ortega being a slight underdog, I don't have the numbers yet, Proteus, but I'll get those out to you. But I'm going Brian Ortega with a swift third round. How about this? It's a five-round fight. Yeah. I'm staying in the third round. Mm-hmm. Maxie's going to gas out, and Brian's going to pull some crazy submission out of nowhere. Yeah. I'm giving it to Brian Ortega only because I don't think Jerome is healthy.
And TJ, Tony, you don't have to worry about the odds. I have them in front of me. As I mentioned earlier, the odds are even right now at a minus 110 on five dimes. So let's just recap real quickly. Pamela going with Brian Ortega, T-City, submission third round. Tony going with Ortega, submission third round. So you guys are on the same page with that one. Listen, guys, as you guys mentioned, there is concern with Max Holloway with the weight cut issue. And DJ Tony, I did kind of note yesterday at the media event, at the press conference, I wasn't too sure if Max was all there. And he came back and in and out. And maybe it's just his Hawaiian tendencies. You know, maybe he's just that laid back kind of guy. But it did concern me. I think everybody at the media, at the press conference was, you know, kind of concerned about that. It did come up in the questions from the media. I was kind of upset that John Morgan did not get a question, and we led with Robin Black. So just a comment on that one there. Usually John Morgan gets the first question at any media event. So let's break this down, because it's going to be one of those fights, as we mentioned already, that's very, very hard to pick. I mean, both guys are extremely talented, and I think if this goes to the ground, I think we know what's going to happen. DJ Tony, I think that Brian Ortega is going to take over and have his way, even though Max Holloway is a very talented gentleman on the ground. But how many times have we seen Max Holloway go to the ground, guys? Have we seen that a lot in his fights? I don't remember the last time that Max Holloway went to the ground, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but Max seems to have that boxing game, you know, a little bit more than maybe T-City has at this particular moment. I'm sorry, third round submission of Cub Swanson back in 2015. So it's been 3 years since he's had a submission, that being Max Holloway. So he tends to keep these fights on the feet. And I think the boxing game is going to I think the boxing game of Max Holloway is going to be the thing that is going to be the difference here. For Max Holloway. And Tony, I think you have something to say here. Did you want to say something here with the ground game?
Yeah, sorry, Proteus. I don't want to cut in because it's your time. I just want to say that the reason why I'm choosing the submission is because I think T-City can submit people without going on the ground. So I don't think Max needs to go on the ground to get submitted. That's the only reason. I think his jiu-jitsu is crazy and he'll come out of anywhere.
So you
and
think
keep
it's
in mind,
be
also,
like a...
can I throw in something real quick?
Great.
Even though Matt Holloway is 2 inches taller, they have the exact same reach.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Pam. Tony, are you saying that it's going to be like a John Jones, Lyoto Machida kind of standing guillotine kind of submission? Is that what you're going for here?
Exactly like that.
Exactly,
no doubt about it. So it can come out of anywhere. That's what I'm saying. Or Kimura, anything like that.
Okay, so let me just say here, I think that Max has had enough time to recover from that that debacle that happened in New York when he was chosen to fight Nurmi, and then could not fight Nurmi because the commission stopped him from cutting weight. Then in the last time this fight was made, Max Holloway did have concussion-like symptoms, but he didn't have a concussion. So we attributed that to the weight cut. Now, I do believe that Max has had a bunch of time to let his body recover from that trauma, and I do believe that if he's smart, he will have someone at his side that is assisting him with his weight cut and with his rehydration that is, you know, at the top end of the spectrum here, you know, like a George Lockhart kind of fella. So I think that we need to, even though the narrative is that the weight cut is an issue, which it is, I think that we need to take it, you know, one step at a time here, guys. Max is saying that he's fine. As I mentioned earlier, I did note a little, I don't know, but it could just be Max. It just could be the way that he is, and he is a champion now, so he's trying to flex his muscle a little bit. And, you know, the 10th Island stuff, Tony, that you mentioned earlier on, I thought was a little overplayed. I thought that Max went to that a little bit too much in the press conference. So, but it's really good to see two guys that are respectful of each other, that don't need to trash talk one another. They know it's going to be a tough fight, and it's going to be a tough fight, guys. I do think that we see this one go into the championship rounds. I'm actually going to take a decision win here for Max Holloway because I'm jealous or because I'm greedy and I want to see a really, really good 5-round fight.
I think if it goes via decision, I think everybody wants Brian Ortega to win. Problem is, the one thing that's bothering me, Pam, and Proteus, mm-hmm. you might agree with me on this one, Proteus, because it reminds me a lot of Honda Halsey, is the fact that Brian Ortega is now shooting a film in about 3 months. He's going to be away, I think, for several months. That's a distraction,
oh my God.
I think he's got a lot of distractions right now. So that's a concern on the Ortega side.
Well, let me ask you a question. If there's the back of this, is it still a title fight?
It will be obviously for an interim title. If Max doesn't make it, it will be for an interim title. I don't think many people have a lot of concern about Brian Ortega not making the fight because he hasn't had any issues, but I believe it will be an interim title fight no matter what. If Max makes weight and Brian doesn't, then I guess the alternate will come in and it'll be for the real title.
Well, I mean, I guess that's okay because we don't have enough interim belts anyway, right?
Right, right. Well, you have an interim belt, right, Pam? You have an interim belt?
I do.
Tony has an interim belt.
I do.
Marco?
Oh, so
Marco
funny.
Just won one last week.
Golly.
His,
well, you know what? I was going to say on a serious note, I was going to say I totally agree with you that this fight, I mean, this is probably when it would – I think to me this fight is bigger than Khabib and who did he fight? O'Connor.
Oh, really?
I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I really do. No, seriously, I really do because, I mean – these guys are just amazing, and I think it's so refreshing to see, you know, these guys that are fighters. They're not shit talkers. They're not out there, you know, causing drama, causing scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is really nice to see this. I really.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I was going to ask a question. I was going to ask a real quick question. Since they're even at both -110, is this considered a pick'em fight?
It is.
Okay. Now, because I get confused with that. Now, a pick'em fight, is it always when it's even like that or like super-duper close? Or explain that, please.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's a pick'em fight when everything is very, very even. It's even
okay.
If it's like kind of close, like it has been for the majority of the week. Now it's even closer than it has been. You know, when I first heard the odds, Max was the favorite, slight favorite. So money must have come in on T-City. Pick'em fight. So I just wanted to go ahead and say that I believe that it is Moicano that is on the back burner just in case anything falls through. And, of course, Moicano is, you know, right up there and, you know, He's a worthy person to be in that spot to take on either the interim title or to fight for the title if that comes to that. The two top fights are amazing. And Tony, cue that music. To the women's flyweight division we go. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will have an official title holder in this women's 125-pound division. Valentina the Bullet Shevchenko, fighting out of Kyrgyzstan. Probably did not say that right. Nailed it. 15-3-0 against Joanna JJ, former champ at 115 pounds. Janjacek, fighting out of Poland. 15-2-0. And of course, let's talk about the asterisk that is here, ladies and gentlemen. These two women have fought before, not in MMA, three times in Muay Thai, and Valentina Shevchenko has won every single time. DJ Tony, let's throw to you for your picks on this one. Who you got? Do you got Shevchenko or do you got Janjacek coming through in a pinch and becoming a two-time champ or two-division champ in the women's division?
Speaking of pinch, Proteus, shout out to Antonina Shevchenko. Something about her, Proteus. Yep. I don't know what it is, but there's something about her. All right, I got to tell you this. I think here it's going to be clear. I think we've all known what's going to happen for about a year now. It's going to be Valentina. That belt has been hers. I think Valentina gets it done the only way she knows how, via decision. So I'm picking Valentina in a good striking Muay Thai match, Valentina via decision, and it's going to be a clear decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't foresee this fight going to the ground, DJ Tony. Although, I mean, we do have to take into account that Yelena Janjacek is now under the tutelage of Mike Brown, who, of course, is a very, very talented wrestler, and again, one of my favorites back in the day. He's definitely on Team Proteus back in the WEC days. But I just don't see Yelena taking this to the ground. I think, as we saw DJ Tony on the press conference, of course, we are recording this Thursday, the 6th of December, 2018. Of course, the press conference was on the 5th of December, 2018. I think that we saw, and the questions that were kind of posed to Yelena kind of took into account that, you know, she has been beaten three times by this woman. How does that not get into your head? How does that not mess with the mental game? You know what I mean, DJ Tony? Like, we see a lot of people going to sports psychologists to deal with this kind of stuff. I don't see it happening. I don't see it ending any other way. As Valentina said, she's going to be leaving this city with the championship. But look, this is the fight that we all wanted to see. This is the fight that we're all excited about. Why? Because JJ is a great fighter. She's an excellent fighter. She's very skilled at what she does. Apparently she's very close to weight right now, as we speak. And of course, Valentina coming down from 135 pounds is going to have a bit more of a cut. So will that affect her on fight night? I doubt it, because it hasn't seemed to bother her in the past. I mean, yes, she was fighting in a higher weight class, and we'll see what happens this time. But I don't think that it's going to be a problem. I think that Valentina is going to get this done. I don't see this, Tony, going in the championship rounds. I think that this is going to be a third-round TKO by Valentina. And I have marked that down. So let's throw to Pammy. Pammy?
Yeah.
What you got going on here? I mean, this is the first
25-pound
women's division title championship. What do you got going on here?
All righty. You've got Valentina and Joanna, and the thing that makes this exciting is both of these girls have a black belt in whining. Oh, my God.
She's got to it.
So, you know, I'm just going to go make this short and sweet, sweet and short, whatever. Valentina, and I was going to take her by submission because she does win by submission. Joanna, everybody thinks artist, she's a decisionator. She has 10 decisions, yeah. You know. Valentina is 4 decisions. She 7 submissions for this girl. I am looking at, I'm going to say, I think she's going to tire Joanna out, and I'm going to go with I'm going to see a second round submission.
Okay.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Well,
yes, I am.
Look, I don't know if that's, I mean, I applaud you for going out on a limb there, but I don't know if the submission against Joanna is going to be there because I think it's going to be a stand-up fight. But, hey, stranger things have happened, right, Pam?
Yep.
Absolutely. So do we have a little more discussion about this one? I think, guys, you know, Valentina being the bigger fighter and having the you know, 3 wins, 1, 2, 3 over JJ is a major factor. Do you guys not think that that's the same kind of thing, Pam? You made it short and sweet, so let's go into you.
I have a, I guess, an observation here. Okay, so whomever wins this belt, are they considered a paper champ?
What do you mean? Why would they be covered?
Because. Well, because I'm looking at that's just my question okay, well, do you know where I'm getting at? Because I was when Khabib fought.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying because there's not really an established division right now. I get what you're saying. There's not really an established division right now, and we're kind of you know, anointing Valentina right now. The odds here kind of back me up here. Right now on 5 Dimes, Valentina is at a -340, and Joanna coming back at us at a +280. But I hear that we have a special guest that has phoned into the podcast. So let's go ahead and bring him in now. The gambler himself.
Yay!
You got to
sitting at the table. Hey,
love
family,
it.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Doing good, brother. How are you?
Hello. I just thought I'd drop in for a minute tonight. I thought about you guys and just happened to be...
You got your willy warmer on?
No, I don't have it on. I don't need it yet, but I need one of those, though.
I heard it's frosty down there. What's happening down there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool this morning. I went outside to take the trash out and just looked at the car and, you know, the frost in the driveway. And I was like, wow, okay, it's wintertime. So the weather is, like, schizophrenic. It'll be cool 1 minute, and the next minute it'll be sick.
Well, I just had to say the Nissan was – I had to say the Nissan was looking pretty dope even with the frost on it. That's it. That's all I get. A little chuckle.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a fun little car to drive, man. Just something for me.
Yeah.
Run around and shift gears and burn rubber and drive real fast. That's basically I drive it hard, so it's just a little toy for me.
Yeah, I hear it
so
does skids very well.
You know what? The crazy thing about it is I am actually in Illinois right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in Kansas City tomorrow, and I'll be right back home. I'll be home probably around noon Saturday, so I'll be home for the fight.
Okay, good.
Right on. All right, Showtime. So you heard us talking a little bit about this fight. I mean, it's a clean sweep right now for the Bullet. Can you give us a little argument for JJ at all in this particular fight, or do you think you got the bullet as well?
Ah, man, you know what? If it was just a serious situation and I had to just pick one, I probably would pick the bullet. But, man, those eyes are dangerous, man. I mean,
yep.
For somebody that would want to gamble, how many fights, you know, you think you'll ever find, you know, Joanna champion being this much of an underdog? And I'm going to tell you this. I was just listening to one of the other shows earlier tonight. Think about most things. I mean, she should have been in the first place and stopped. You know, another over-aggressive fighter that probably shouldn't have never gotten that situation. You know, not afraid to lose it, you know. I wouldn't mind somebody dropping down. I guess what's our guy named Vegas Dave? This is one of those fights where Vegas Dave may come. You know, he may show up again and go drop, you know,
yeah.
5, 50,000 on Joanna and win, you know.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I don't know if most of what you said came out clear because it was kind of choppy there. I mean, you're in Illinois traveling through, so I'm not too sure. I couldn't understand a lot of what you said, so I hope it came through on the podcast. So you're going to go – I'm going to hold your feet to the fire here, Showtime, and I'm going to ask you for a pick here. Who you got? You got JJ or you got the bullet?
If you put my feet to the fire, I'll say I'll take the bullet, you know, because of her – I guess the bigger, with her beating her in Muay Thai and her being, you know, the hot fighter right now and being the bigger fighter, I would pick her.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if some people put a little coin on Joanna Champion, though, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either, man. I mean, like I was saying earlier on, I'm not ruling JJ out of this fight, but I just think that maybe Valentina is a little bit in her head. You know, it's the three losses, man, to this same woman. That's got to play havoc on your mental, no, Showtime?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I would pick her. Because one thing I can tell, Joanna is very, very – she played mind games, and I don't really think those mind games will work with Valentina. Because it's like she's on another level, you know, when it comes to focus and all that. A lot of chitter-chatter back and forth, I don't think it will work with her.
You got to –
Well, keep in mind also – let me throw something in there for you guys. Keep in mind also that Valentina is the one that trained with Rose Namajunas.
That's absolutely right. Yep, absolutely. They were definitely training partners, and they have been working out together up there in Denver. Showtime, I'm going to, again, you know, hold your feet to the fire. You got a method around for that particular fight?
You know what, man? I think this will be a decision. I don't really see her. I don't think she'll stop Joanna. I mean, I think because one thing about Joanna can strike and she can move around. And one thing I can say that I don't like about Valentina is sometimes she'll take her foot off the gas and kind of cruise sometimes. Fights that I would like her to be a little bit more aggressive, she'll end up getting decisions. So I just think it'll be a decision, man.
Okay.
You know, yeah, basically a decision.
All right, you and Tony going with the decision win there for the bullet. Okay, well, we've got you, Showtime. I'm just gonna rewind the tape here and get you to your thoughts on the main event here. What do you got? You got Max Holloway or do you got Brian Ortega?
Oh man, this is a tough fight. And the crazy thing about it is, I love both guys, man. But one thing I can say right now, man, I had a chance to hang out with Brian Ortega, man, when I was out there for the last Junkie Gathering, if you want to call it that. And just the charisma, man, and the confidence, this guy just oozing confidence, man, just oozing it. And basically just, I think it's his time right now, man. I love Max. Max is a hell of a guy, but Max has been dealing with some health issues out of the cage, man.
Yeah.
And I just think
I just think it's Brian Ortega's time right now, man. I think he's going to find a way by hook or by crook to win this fight, man. And, you know, I think we may see Max get finished, you know.
Oh, wow.
I hate to say it, man, but I just think you may see Max get choked out, get choked to sleep, because one thing I can kind of say about Max, he'll probably go to sleep before he quit.
Yep.
We may just see him laying in the ring motionless, you know, and then we'll have to get all the talk about did he come back too soon and all that, you know. But I just think Brian is going to be the next champion, man, next featherweight champion.
You got a round for that submission?
I'll just say round four.
Okay.
I'll just say round four.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're down. You're getting it into the championship rounds, and we had talked a little bit about the troubles with Max's weight cut and such. I had a question for you, but I totally forgot it. So let's move on. Do you want to stay on Showtime, or do you want to get off, or do you want to stay on the show for now?
No.
Oh, did we lose Showtime?
Oh, yeah, good.
You're good? Okay. All right, so let's move on to everyone's favorite segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Spotlight Fight of the Night. You got any music for that, Tony? Thank you.
You know it.
All right, so let's start with the gambler himself. Oh, that's what it was, Showtime. I wanted to get your thoughts on the line of the Ortega-Max fight, because it's very much even right now. What do you think real quickly, Tony? Kill that music real quick. What do you think about the line? I mean, it was very close when it originally came out, but now it's even. So what do you got at this particular point?
Yeah, well, all I can say is out in Vegas, you know, a lot of money must be coming in on Ortega, man, because he was actually a dog when I first looked at that line, you know, and I just jumped back and looked at it again, and it's basically an even line. So that's letting you know that the money is coming in. I wouldn't be surprised, man, coming into fight time, that if Max is a dog. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm going to keep an eye on it, and I think he'll probably be a dog once fight time comes.
I agree with you 100%, and thank you very much. So let's cue that music, DJ Tony. To everyone's favorite segment of the show, Spotlight Fight of the Night. And Showtime, since you are the gambler himself, let's go ahead and start with you. I'm going to ask you to pick a Spotlight Fight of the Night. What you got for Spotlight Fight of the Night here? Showtime.
Oh, you know what, man? I got on kind of late, and I don't know if you guys talked about this, but, man, this Alex Oliveira, Gunnar Nelson fight, man. That's going to be a very, very intriguing fight, man. I was just looking down the card and basically wondering which fight I would pick. And I actually like the Jimmy Manoa, Thiago Santos fight as well. But I just think this Oliveira Nelson fight is going to be a damn good fight.
Yeah, and as if we're to believe the pictures that are coming out, it looks like Gunnar is in some serious shape, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, and you know what, man?
And he got a haircut.
He's kind of in an interesting position, man, with, you know, coming back with his fight, man. It's like he had a lot of hype behind him, and then he kind of fell off a little bit. But we saw him losing to a fighter that turns out to be pretty damn good. So, this is the statement fight both ways for both guys, actually.
Absolutely. I mean, this is number 13 against number 14 in the division. Do you got a method around for who you think is going to win this fight, please?
Oh, man, this is kind of crazy.
Good one,
man.
Right?
But damn good one, man. But you know what? I think we're going to see Cowboys pull off another one, man.
Okay.
I can say it because I love Gunnar, man, but I just think Cowboy will find a way to submit him.
Okay.
You know, I may say third round. He may submit Gunnar in the third round.
All right. He's going to tire him out, and it's going to be a nice fight, and we're going to get a submission at the end. Showtime, we love those kind of fights, right?
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Absolutely. All right, so Pamela, let's move to you for your spotlight fight of the night, please.
All right, cue my music.
Wait a minute. DJ Tony, you got that pony queued up? Pam, let's go to you for your spotlight fight of the night.
All right, speaking of, we're talking about Brian Ortega looking like Jesus. We got another Jesus lookalike. I got to go with Elias. You know, he is one of my favorites. I love him. He's so much fun. He's just a cool guy. I was looking at Eric Anders. What concerns me about this is, I don't know, besides...
Yeah, boy?
Hang on. Besides Thiago Santos and Lyoto Machida, I have no clue who he has fought. He does have, you know, KOs and decisions, but I'm going to go with my guy. I'm going to pick him by decision, though. Elias by decision. And I just want to throw in an alternate fight because I can. Kyle Bochniak. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to watch him fight. He is so much fun. So Elias is my spotlight, and my alternate is Kyle Bochniak.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to put you down for Theodoro, though, okay? So the Bochniak fight is not going to count? Okay.
Yeah, no, Elias is my Theodoro, my decision.
I appreciate you throwing in the Bochniak fight. I mean, looks like he's going up against a tough guy himself, another Canadian, of course. DJ Tony, we haven't heard your voice in a while, so let's throw to you. What you got here? Spotlight fight of the night, brother?
That might be a good thing because I've seen the sound every single time I call junkie like a 65-year-old smoker, and I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Shout out to the mouth breathers. But I will say this. Speaking of mouth breathing, you guys know I only choose off major talent. That's major talent that likes to fill up a nice, tight jean. So shout out, of course, to Jessica I. My spotlight fight of the night, guys, to the women's flyweight we go. You know me, I'm a sucker for women.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Sakugian will defeat Jessica Evil Eye, one of my faves, because I haven't seen Jessica Eye fight a good fight in a long time, man. I mean, a long time. Maybe since she first landed with the UFC, I mean, honestly, it's been that long. I haven't seen her fight a good fight, how about this, in a good 3 to 4 years. Could be wrong. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm choosing Caitlin Shukagian, unfortunately, beating Jessica Evil Eye and that fantastic buttocks. But my junior spotlight fight of the night, because we all love a good lightsaber, how about Claudia, I'm going to have T-City's baby, Godella, and she will defeat Nina Ansaroff. Second round submission for Claudia.
Okay. Let's just rewind the tape here. Let's go back to the Jessica I fight. You want to give me a method of round, please?
Yeah, Shukagian via decision, because both of these are decision-nators.
Okay, and just so you know, I was watching the Embedded with today with Gadelia, and it looks like, a little in the chest area, getting a little bit bigger. I'm not sure. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to, Yeah, hello. I was very impressed. So my spotlight part of the night... Thank you, DJ Tony. My spotlight fight of the night is going to be, as Showtime alluded to, since everybody seems to want to have two spotlight fights of the night on this card. And I don't blame you guys because it's an exciting, excellent card. Again, just want to note, I will be there live. I have tickets. I'm going to be in the building. I'm going to take Jimmy Manoa versus Thiago Santos. This is nothing but fireworks, guys. I don't think this is going to last very long either. I think I'm going to take Santos because, our boy Manoa, being a great fighter as he is, I just think that he's – we've seen that he's just kind of a one-dimensional. I think that Santos is going to be able to have more tricks in the bag. I do think that it's going to be a KO. I do think that, you know, Jimmy has shown over the past couple of fights that he's susceptible. And I think that Santos has that big power. And, of course, he's got that stupid – tattoo on his chest, but I'm going to go with him anyways, and I'm going to go with a second round KO. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw this one to DJ Tony. DJ Tony, we're going to go into a little amp radio rewind. If you got some music that you'd like to put in here, please do. Alright, guys, so Showtime, you were not present for when I explained to the listeners that we were going to do. Convince me, Showtime, we haven't been on the air for 2 weeks, and there's been three fight cards over that time. I'd like to hear your particular opinion on, convince me that I should go back onto the fightpass.com and watch one of these fights. Is there a fight that you have seen in the past 2 to maybe 3 weeks that, you know, you think that I should go back and watch? What you got, Showtime?
Well, I've been talking about it with the main event from the...
Did we lose Showtime? All right, DJ Tony, let's throw to you real
he's
quick.
On.
I think we might
he's
have lost
on.
Showtime.
No, Showtime's
on. Am I coming through clear?
Yeah, you're a little bit sketchy, but go ahead.
I was going to say the main event from the Tough finale. You had two high-level fighters, you know, putting on a good show, and that just basically shows how dominant Usman is right now, man. That kid is on another level right now. RDA is a tough guy, and he basically – manhandled him the whole fight. So I can kind of see why, you know, Dana White, you know, kind of gave him some praise after that fight. You know, if you just pick one fight, if you just want to see two high-level guys going at it, I think that'll be the one. You know, there have been more fights with more fireworks, more exciting stuff, but just to see two guys with high skill sets going at it, I suppose.
Yeah, Showtime, there's really nothing like, you know, high-level MMA. And I think you're right that, you know, Usman versus RDA is a good fight to watch. I haven't seen a second of it, so I will go back and watch that. And let me just ask you real quickly, who do you think is next for Tyron Woodley? Do you think that Usman with this win against RDA is the next? Or do you think that Covington gets the next shot? What do you got, Showtime?
I would say that Kobe would be next, but one thing about Dana White, man, Dana is full of different character, and he has different serious motives for this. He may feel like that Usman can beat Tyron. You know, one thing about him, he don't really like, I guess, Tyron being the champion anyway, so if he sees this as a bigger threat to Woodley, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this is a fight that they would try to make, you know. But, you know, all the hype around Kobe, you would think he would get the next chance. But who knows with Dana White, man.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, Usman is definitely seeming like a major threat right now. But, I mean, they still have Kobe listed as the interim champ. So it would be interesting to see what move they make. I'm going to throw to you. What do you have for our AMP Radio Rewind? Convince me to watch the fight.
Oh, right. For last week's card, Anthony Rocco Martin versus Jake Matthews was a great fight. Great fight, and I'm going to throw another one in there for you. So Sadiq Youssef and Suman Mokhtarian, that was fucking amazing. So get off your butt and watch these fights because you will not be disappointed.
All right. So Jake Matthews versus Tony Martin was on the USC Fight Night card December 1st, 2018. Oh, yeah. Right on. And you said the second fight was? I apologize.
Yeah, the second fight was Sadiq Yusuf. He's a kid out of Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And he fought Suman Mokhtarian. You already know the result. First round, TKO, it was amazing. I think he came out of Dana White's looking for a fight, I believe.
Okay.
And, I mean, great fight. I really enjoyed the whole card of that, the whole night of fights on that card. I really did.
Yeah, all right. And, of course, that was from Adelaide, Australia on the Saturday night, which would have been Sunday morning for them there in Australia, drinking early. Cheers to you, boys. All right, DJ Tony, I'll throw to you. Yeah, well, I don't know. I've done, you know, I've shot the boot a couple times in my life, which, of course, is a shoey. I've done it a couple times. I don't mind it. It's fine. DJ Tony, what you got here? Convince me. What do I need to go back and watch, DJ Tony?
Sorry, I think you guys are falling asleep on the best fight that we've had in a good year or so, and that's Macy Chiasson beating Penny Kianza.
That was awesome. That's right. That was a good fight.
I'm joking. I'm completely being facetious.
Wow.
That was good lord.
Are you really?
Talk about low level fighting.
God,
come on. I can't even remember a single literally second of that fight. Not joking. But here's the one.
God.
How about Mauricio Shogun Hua defeating Tyson Pedro in the third round, and I thought Mauricio was going to be gone in the first two. So shout out to Hua for beating Tyson in the hostile territory. And I'll give you one more, Proteus, and this one's actually something that we would certainly want to back up. Christos Yagos, former friend to the show, of course, the former guest. He finally got that UFC win as he defeated Mizuto Hirota, say that quickly, three times in a row via decision. So shout out to Christos Yagos, the Greek freak, for doing that.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, or thank you very much, guys, for pointing out your AMP Radio Rewind fights. I just wanted to give a big shout out to your boy, the Ponzi Scheme, for once again going out and poking someone in the damn eyes and winning that damn fight. I look forward to seeing him poke someone else in the eye in his next fight. But really quickly, before we end this, I know that DJ Tony, you yourself, and probably Showtime, probably Pam as well, watched the big boxing fight last weekend. And I mean, there's a bit of a controversy here. So DJ Tony, in 3 minutes, well, less than 3 minutes, because I want to get Showtime and Pam in this. What do you think about that boxing fight from the last weekend?
Here's a tough part, and I think Showtime, who's also a boxing fan, might agree with me on this one. Listen, there's no doubt about it. You take away those two knockdowns, and they were knockdowns, no doubt about it. You take those two away, you got to give it to Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, much larger man, outweighing him by some 30-some-odd or more pounds. He actually fought the better fight. But if you get sat the F down, you got sat the F down. And I'm curious to see what Showtime says about this. But I think if you sit someone down twice, I think you won that fight.
Showtime.
You know what? Surprisingly, guys, I was actually out on the road when the fight was going on. And I was actually watching because I bet on the UFC fights. And I had an option of paying the $74 and buying it, but I was going to have to buy it and watch it on my tablet. So I actually didn't buy it, man. And I'm basically just going by off bits and pieces and hearing stuff, what people said about the fight, because I actually haven't had a chance to watch the whole fight yet. So, you know, with me giving some commentary on it, it'll be kind of, you know, not knowledgeable for me to make a comment on it yet.
I appreciate that. All right. Pam, did you get a chance to watch this fight or not so much?
I did not. I just watched the highlights. I watched the guy come back from death. That was pretty cool.
Right. So Tyson Fury put on his best Undertaker performance and came back from the dead, as you mentioned. And as I'm led to believe, DJ Tony did end up winning that last 12th round.
He actually did win on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you just see it, he was a better boxer. Yeah, certainly after he got knocked down, he came up, and he cleared his head. Maybe it was a thing of Wilder celebrating a little too early, but he still got sat down twice. I mean, I'm a Fury fan, but I thought if you get sat down twice and good, I mean, we're not talking about just barely knockdowns. These were knockdowns that were solid. I think you win that fight.
Knock the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got 12 rounds of fighting, and yes, I think maybe DJ Tony, we need to see this one again. But let's go ahead and cue that music. Let's get the app out of here for tonight. All right, Showtime, we're going to start with you, since you were the unexpected guest for this evening. You got a Twitter follower of the week that we need to get into, or you got a guilty pleasure of the week that we need to talk about? The floor is yours, brother. Give us whatever you got.
Yeah, I have a Twitter follower. I just followed her on Twitter. I didn't know I wouldn't follow her. It's the beautiful Samantha Gary, and it's at Samantha_Gypsy. Please give this beautiful lady a follow.
How fun is she?
Love her.
One half of the Sam and Pam show.
She's the biggest. Seriously, if you guys ever meet her, she is so beautiful, and she is so genuinely nice. Am I right, Showtime? How nice is she?
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I mean, she is so nice, and she's like the biggest freaking goofball dork you will ever meet.
Absolutely. So a shout-out to Sam, one half of the Pam and Sam show. Thank you very much, Showtime. Thank you very much again for coming on the show. We appreciate you every time you're on the show. You know, long time contributor to Amp Radio. Thank you very much. Pam, let's throw to you.
Yep.
You got a Twitter follow or you got a guilty pleasure for this week to share with the fans?
My guilty pleasure. Oh, my gosh. I'm still on my 90-day fiancé kick. That stuff is like Train Wreck City. And on that note, Train Wreck City, let's segue into Brian at T-City. Follow T-City.
All right. DJ Tony, what you got here? You got a guilty pleasure? You got a Twitter follow? What you got?
My guilty pleasure, and I think of Showtime every single time I see this show, which is no longer active, but it's still, I mean, you can catch it once a week. That's Shipping Wars. So shout out to Shipping Wars because it reminds me of Showtime. And my Twitter follow of the week, Rachel Ostovich. Obviously, she's gone through a lot. I've never have been involved with anything of domestic violence. Thank God. I just don't. I've been blessed in terms of that. But you want to make sure that people are not. So shout out to Rachel Ostovich at Ostovich MMA. We do not condone violence.
Especially not domestic violence. That's absolutely correct. Maybe we'll get into that that conversation later. You know, Greg Hardy, Rachel Ostovich. Anyway, my Twitter follow of the week is actually going to be a guilty pleasure here, guys. I'm going to promote myself right now. Follow me at @PROADOS. I will be in Toronto this weekend. I will be giving you guys some content with my boy, Mr. John Morgan. Hopefully going to have a couple of frosty beverages with that young fine gentleman. It's been 7 years, and I know the music has stopped, but you know what? Play it again, Tony. I know that it's been 7 years since we've seen each other face to face. I'm very excited to see this gentleman again. You know, we're all junkies here, and that's how we started this show, and I'm just very excited. So follow me, follow John Morgan, and just like that, Pammy.
Out of here.
Showtime, just like
hey,
that.
I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Damn.
Ow, a-hole. Ain't nobody got time for that.